as ever.
I have no idea. Probably computers.
Computers?
Yeah, probably.
Because they're obsolete, more or less, straight away?
No, just because they wreck my head.
All right, okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
I think they take you out of being... Well, for me, I find they take me out of being... present, you know. You guys just get so lost nowadays in emails and all that kind of lark, and everything is just computers, and everybody spends all their time with computers. And so the sort of... human presence and pieces of paper and pen, and you know, it's so different to write on a computer than it is on a piece of paper. So,
okay.
Yeah, I actually killed my computer 2 days ago, so I'm feeling really good about that.
So your computer's gone.
Gone.
It's out of your life.
Yeah.
Excellent. The question number seven was, do you go to Irish pubs when travelling abroad?
No.
No, okay. Fair enough. And number 13, what book is on your bedside table at the moment?
Shane does.
No, I just go to pubs.
Just pubs anywhere, it doesn't matter. And what book is on your bedside table at the moment?
I've got four, but they're actually in my bag because we're on tour. And so I'm kind of jumping between them. But the last one that I was reading was called The Healing Power of Illness, which is one that I take with me everywhere. It's this book by Torvald Deflefsen. It's he's a German sort of psychologist who looks at health from a very different point of view. Instead of feeling victimized by illnesses, he kind of looks at it how psychologically we bring them all on ourselves.
So what's it called again?
The Healing Power of Illness.
The Healing Power of Illness.
Yeah.
Amazon.com.
What now?
Okay. All right. That's very interesting. I'm sure a lot of people would be interested in having a go at that. Okay, listen, Damien, it's a pleasure. And I do...